While learning online has become the norm for millions of kids across the country, it is a luxury unavailable to many students in a community being hit hard by the coronavirus, those on the Navajo Nation. Kate Gretzinger with member station KUER has more.
Spencer Singer is the principal at Monument Valley High School in Utah, the desert backdrop for many famous old Western movies. Even today, he says, kids in the valley are doing their homework like they did back then.
Because there's a lot of kids who don't have even electricity at home, and they'll have other responsibilities as far as taking care of livestock. You know, for all intents and purposes, we operate in a third world type situation.
When his school first closed March 16th, Singer says teachers tried giving assignments that didn't require the internet or even a computer. Instead, sending packets of work home that kids could send back via school buses that bring meals each day. But at the end of March, the school stopped taking back completed packets in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19.
So what we're having the kids do is if they have a smartphone to take a picture and email it or text it in, or just to save it, then we'll get it from them in a future date.
Doing schoolwork without internet access has been a struggle for families like Celia Blacks. She's raising 6 grandchildren, including 2 girls who are juniors at Monument Valley High. Black says they had internet at home, but ended their service because it was too expensive.
The oldest one is more into her grades, but she's having such a hard time because of the Wi-Fi not here.
The school's recently sent Chromebooks to all 6 grandchildren, so they've been driving about 7 miles to the high school parking lot to get online each day. But Black says she worries about them getting kidnapped or injured.
You keep calling them and then they get agitated too and say, Grandma, I rest right in the middle of this work and you just call me.
Around 40% of homes on the Navajo Nation are connected to the internet. That's according to Walter Haas, general manager of the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority. Haas says the utilities network covers 2/3 of the reservation, which is roughly the size of West Virginia. But less than half of the population is online because of the high poverty rate.
The per capita income of our folks is about $10,700. So even though our internet ranges from $30 a month to about $80 a month, it's still difficult for folks to afford.
To solve that issue, schools in Utah recently ordered wireless internet hotspots for about 200 homes, enough for most high school students who live on the Navajo Nation in that state. Aaron Brewer, technical director for the San Juan School District, says they're being sent out on buses, and the hardware and service are being provided for free. The hotspots connect to cell towers, and since some students live in dead zones, Brewer says they won't work in every home. But they should work at Celia Black's house, and she says her 6 grandkids can't wait to do their work at home.
They're going to work on it day and night, because they don't have nothing to do. They're just like ready to tackle it.
In the meantime, Black says she's running low on gas money, so the girls will have to space out their trips to the high school. For NPR News, I'm Kate Gretzinger in Bluff, Utah.